Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I reminded myself to tell you that theme of mine is Cottontail, Duke Ellington, 1940 for Victor Records, based on I Got Rhythm. Interestingly enough, Mary McPartland's program today was with George Shearing, and I, inadvertently, working at home. I'm going to start my program with George Shearing. For Discovery Records is Classic Quintet, 1949, meaning he's on piano, Marjorie Hyams on vibes, Chuck Wayne guitar, John Levy bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. Cotton Top, written by Chuck Wayne, and Sorry, Wrong Roomba, written by Leonard Feather. Thank you. Shearing Quintet, 1949, for Discovery Records. Cotton Top, written by Chuck Wayne, who played guitar there. Sorry, wrong. Rumba, by Leonard Feather. Shearing Piano, Marjorie Hyams on vibes. Wayne guitar, John Levy bass, and Denzel Best playing the drums. And that fine unison work, which was a signature, the one sound among many. Hard work. Discovery Records, 1949. I'd like to take you to Chicago now, 1952. Anita O'Day and her orchestra for Mercury Records.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. As I've hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque, but society spins too fast for me. My whole bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't like crab games with barons and arrows. Won't go to Harlem with hermits and pharaohs. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Live without care. I'm broke, it's oak. Hate California. Cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Got the
the no stove, no home, no Mars, no house blues. A lot, and what I've got I sure don't need. I've got a soap dish, but I ain't got no soap. The other, I've got a whole chest, but I ain't got no hope. The other, I've got a mouse trap, no mouse. I've got a household, no house. I've got the no soap, no hope, no mouse, no house. No floor, no door, no tea, no key blues.
From Chicago, 1952, Anita O'Day and her orchestra. Roy Crowell playing the piano, Earl Backus on guitar, Johnny Franco swing bass, and Robert Lionberg drums, and Jim Wilson on the bongos. Lady is a Tramp by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. And No Soap, No Hope Blues by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. Anita O'Day, right here on The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Last Word Books in downtown Olympia, an independent, worker-owned and operated full-service bookstore since 2002. They pride themselves on offering their customers an eclectic and esoteric mix of literature for curious bibliophiles. More information at lastwordbooks.org.
Now to drummer Zooty Singleton, who was a part of the beginnings of the recordings of this art. This is his band in Chicago, 1935, recorded by Decca Records. Royal Garden Blues, written by Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams, no relation. Having to do with the Royal Garden having a fire and the blues because of that. It was a Lincoln Garden, changed the name and so on. And in that place, of course, Louis Armstrong started. And then Bugle Call Rag, which I'm going to follow this performance of it with the original. It was originally from the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, which was a young Chicago band, and they called it Bugle Call Blues. Along the line, the big bands got a hold of it and added a piece here called Old Miss, which was not in the original, which will be in Zooty's rendition. Zooty Singleton and his band, Royal Garden Blues, and Bugle Call Rag. Zudi Singleton's Drums, his band, 1935 in Chicago for Decca Records, Royal Garden Blues, and Bugle Call Rag. As I said, with that little extra part put in there, we call that Ole Miss. Down, dun, 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 that line, which is used mostly by bands playing it now. Vernell York, wonderful trumpet player, Horace Eubanks and his very expressive clarinet, Henry Gordon on piano, Mike McKendrick either playing the banjo or the guitar, and Leonard Bibbs and that beautiful old-style slap bass, and Zudi, of course, on the drums. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings put together, as I said, Bugle Call Rag, but they called it Bugle Call Blues for Jeanette Records, recorded the band in Richmond, Indiana, 1922, And these kids drove from Chicago, in those days, all the way to Richmond, Indiana, I don't know, 100 miles or more. Paul Maris on cornet, George Brunies on trombone, Leon Rapolo clarinet, Jack Pettis, C melody saxophone and tenor, Elmer Schobel piano and arranging, Lou Black banjo, Steve Brown, incredible bass player also, and Frank Snyder on the drums. They will play for you the original Bugle Call Blues and then Discontented Blues. This is the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. On the Jeanette label, they are known as the Friars Society Orchestra. Thank you. Friars Society Orchestra, better known as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, out of Chicago in Richmond, Indiana, 1922, making a record for the Jeanette Record Company. Bugle Call Blues, better known as Bugle Call Rag, and Discontented Blues. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the surgeons at Auburn Regional Medical Center. Getting to know their patients' personalities, lifestyles, and concerns about upcoming surgical procedures. Treating the person, not just the patient. Auburn Regional. Neighbors taking care of neighbors. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Now, a couple of guys from Kansas City who got together again in 1938, having been in Kansas City earlier on and very important there. One of them a piano player by the name of Pete Johnson, and the other a bartender who every once in a while, when he was cleaning glasses, would sing for the people. His name's Joe Turner. Here they are for Vocalion Records, 1938.
Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday.
Joe Turner, doing some singing for you. Pete Johnson, piano. 1938 Vocalion Records, both of them written by Johnson. Going Away Blues and Roll'em Pete. And how clever that second one was to end the record by saying goodbye, but really meaning it to the lyric of the tune, the story of the song. Joe Turner, Pete Johnson. All right, let's see. Joe Venuti, up next, violinist. His Blue Four. Early on, he teamed up with Eddie Lang, guitarist, and they made some magic. And this is one of them. They added here Adrian Rollini to play bass sax. Now, that's a good combination to begin with, right? Violin, bass sax, and guitar. Plus, Rollini brought his goofus. Now, to make it easier to understand what that is, that's his special made-up instrument that you might describe as a kazoo clarinet. Arthur Shutt on piano, and Eddie Lang, as I said, on guitar. And they didn't have anything against animals. They just used the title, so you don't need to call and blame me for it. Kicking the Cat and Beating the Dog.
Thank you.
Joe Venuti, his violin, and his Blue Four, 1927 for OK Records. And that was off the OK record. I got a good needle for it. And I contend that it was amazing audio stuff going on back then. I mean, picking up on that sound. And, you know, compared to modern. I mean, some of the new things, I must say, the digital CDs are quite incredible. That was Venuti's Blue Four, and they did Kicking the Cat and Beating the Dog. Adrian Rollini playing bass sax and the Goofus, which I said was a kazoo clarinet kind of sound. Arthur Schutt playing the piano, Eddie Lang on guitar. Joe Venuti right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Wallingford Center Merchants, locally owned boutiques offering a variety of goods and services, announcing the newest edition of Azilla Toys and Perrin's Closet, located at North 45th and Wallingford Avenue, open daily with parking provided, online at wallingfordcenter.com.
Now to clarinetist Benny Goodman and his first session, recording session with his band for Victor Records, which came about in April of 1935. And two great tunes here from the work of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. They were working on the music for a film called Hooray for Love, which I recommend to you. The arranger of these two compositions for that film is Fud Livingston. The vocalist on the first, I'm Living in a Great Big Way, is Buddy Clark. And the vocalist for the second, Hooray for Love, is Helen Ward. Here's Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
Should like a house. Well, I'm doing okay. I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean. I'm the sun in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt. I'm $1 million long as I've got a snap in my finger. Got a rhythm in my walk. Got the devil to pay. I'm living in a great big way.
would make me feel that way. Hooray for
Benny Goodman from his first session for Victor Records, his contract with them, first one, April 1935. I'm Living in a Great Big Way, sung by Buddy Clark. Hooray for Love, sung by Helen Ward, both written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields for the film Hooray for Love. And both arranged for Goodman's band by Fud Livingston. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. On Sunday afternoons, it's a pleasure to bring this music to you. The Memphis Nighthawks, historians like myself and others argue about who's in the band. You listen enough to people and sometimes you hear it and you can say, but sometimes not. 1932 for Perfect Records, we will hear a Ruckus Juice Shuffle and Georgia Grind. Alfred Bell Cornet, these are my people. Alfred Bell cornet, Roy Palmer trombone, Darnell Howard violin and clarinet, Buddy Burton on the piano and singing, banjo player we're not sure of at all, Jimmy Bertrand playing drums and washboard. Here for you, the Memphis Nighthawks. Thank you.
Then mama, you tell me you threw or berry or try to grind. Let's go!
What fun. The Memphis Nighthawks, 1932 for Perfect Records, Ruckus Juice Shovel, and their version of Georgia Grind. Alfred Bell Cornet, Roy Palmer Trombone, Darnell Howard Violin and Saxophone and Clarinet, Buddy Burton Piano, Banjo Player, I'm not sure, and Jimmy Bertrand Drumming and Playing Washboard, and I think Burton was the vocalist on Georgia Grind. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is the art of jazz. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five in 1926 for OK recorded Georgia Grind. The vocals by Lil and Louis Armstrong. And we will hear that and then Come Back Sweet Papa, written by Louis Russell and Paul Barbarin. Armstrong cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, and alto saxophone. Plays a solo on the alto, unusual, on Come Back Sweet Papa. As I said, Louis's wife, Lil Armstrong, plays the piano and does a little singing. The banjo player is Johnny St. Cyr. Louis Armstrong, Hot 5, Chicago 1926, OK Records, Georgia Grind, and Comeback Sweet Papa. Louis Cornette, Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet and alto, Lil Armstrong, piano and vocal, and on banjo, Johnny St. Cyr. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all those and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, with a reminder that you can lower your heating bill by about 2% for every degree you lower your thermostat. More energy-efficient tips can be found at pse.com. Puget Sound Energy, the energy to do great things.
Now I'm bringing in for your listening enjoyment Eddie Lockjaw Davis, great tenor saxophonist for Savoy Records. He's just getting started here. It's December 1946. Where were you in 1946? Eddie Lockjaw Davis, getting his band together. Fats Navarro will play the trumpet, Davis the tenor saxophone, Al Haig on piano, Huey Long on guitar, Gene Ramey, string bass, Denzel Best on drums, and two compositions by Davis. He must have been having some health problems or maybe working in a hospital, because the first one's called Fracture and the second one is called Spinal.
Thank you.
Eddie Lockjaw Davis, his sextet, 1946 for Savoy Records, two by him, Fracture and Spinal. Fats Navarro, trumpet, and Davis, tenor, Al Haig on the piano, Huey Long, guitar, Gene Ramey, Charlie Christian's buddy from Kansas City, playing string bass, and Denzel DaCosta Best, playing the drums, 1946, Savoy, right there. Well, you're listening to 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Tacoma Art Museum, presenting the movement of Impressionism, Europe, America, and the Northwest. Paintings, prints, and sculpture exploring the impact and influence of the Impressionist movement internationally and in the Northwest. Info at TacomaArtMuseum.org.
Well, let's see. Where do I want to go next? Oh, yes. Jeanette in Detroit wanted to hear some early Lionel Hampton and knew about this band. Hampton, well known, of course, for his vibes in association with Benny Goodman, and rightly so. I mean, brilliant in that capacity. But what I want to do is to go way back. Hampton was hanging around Hollywood and eventually was picked up by Louis Armstrong to play in Armstrong's big band when Armstrong came from the East Coast to L.A. And from there became very famous, of course. But before that, and maybe even during the time he was playing a gig with Armstrong in Los Angeles, Hampton was playing in Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, quite a wonderful hidden band. And this comes from that band, 1929. This is answering the request for early Hampton. And he plays drums and sings in this band for Victor Records. George Orndorff trumpet, Lawrence Brown to become one of the major attractions in the brilliance of Duke Ellington's orchestra here on trombone. Charlie Lawrence doing the arranging and playing clarinet and alto. Paul Howard playing tenor. Harvey Brooks piano. Thomas Valentine on banjo. James Jackson tuba. And as I said, Lionel Hampton. Two of them, Stuff and Quality Shout.
Boom, 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 boom
and Hampton getting the last word in there. Pop. Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, Hollywood, 1929, for Victor Records. Stuff, written by Harvey Brooks, the pianist, with a scat vocal by Lionel, and Quality Shout by Alex Hill. That's an eight-piece band, but it does have the, if you're not really focusing in all that much, sounds like a big band. George Orndorff's beautiful trumpet, Lawrence Brown's incredible trombone, Charlie Lawrence's beautiful arrangements and his clarinet and alto, Paul Howard's tenor, Harvey Brooks' piano, Thomas Valentine on banjo, James Jackson tuba, and Lionel Hampton. That's for you, Jeanette, and thanks for requesting his drumming, his singing. Paul Howard's Quality Serenader. Thomas Fats Waller now. I'm going to chase... I got going on this because Alex Hill wrote Quality Shout, which we just heard. And he also wrote with Thomas Waller, I'm Crazy About My Baby. So what I brought for you are two versions of I'm Crazy About My Baby by Waller. 1931, where he plays piano and sings for Columbia Records. And 1936, for Victor Records, his rhythm. Fats Waller had immense success with making everybody happy during the, happier during the Depression. By just having fun with the music. Herman Autry with him on trumpet and Gene Cedric tenor and clarinet, Waller piano and vocal, Al Casey, I think who lived into his 90s and he's playing guitar, Charlie Turner string bass and Slick Jones on drums. Two for you, Fats Waller, both of them, 1931, I'm Crazy About My Baby, and 1936.
My goodness, I feel so effervescent this morning. Everything's so eulogizing. Listen, can you stand me to tell you about it? Listen here. I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. Oh, baby, I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Miss Cupid was the teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Pop, get that book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. You can understand, it's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Let's waltz the rumba. Floating down the Hudson, mercy, oh, you slave, you sweet thing, oh, baby. Oh, I'm the world's most happy creature, tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Oh, Mr. Cupid was the teacher, oh, the reason we are free. I'm so crazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. Pop, get that book out. Get that book out and hold it steady. Hold it steady in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. Surely you can understand. It's an A1 combination. The perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Thank you. show. Oh, it's perfect, he and she. I'm exasperated about my offspring. My offspring's exasperated about me. Now listen, would you like to come over for a cup of coffee? Maybe, maybe.
Matt Swaller, 1931 and then 1936, I'm Crazy About My Baby, written by him and his friend Alex Hill. The first, just piano and vocal, for Columbia, and the second, The Rhythm, for Victor Records, with Waller, also piano and vocal. And Herman Autry, trumpet, Gene Cedric, tenor, clarinet, Al Casey, guitar, Charlie Turner, bass, and Slick Jones on the drums. And quite a change. And the fun in there, of course, and tongue-in-cheek, and the scorn, of course, which is needed occasionally to make things maybe change. Thomas Waller, 1931-36. He didn't live a long time. He died in 43, was born in 1904. And in the time he was here, I mean, you think about people who don't spend a lot of time here, but while they're here, they do a lot of good. And he was one of them. Discovered early and made Rhythm Records, his Rhythm Records, for about 8 years, something like that. Maybe a little more. Up till the time of his death. Matter of fact, he was going on it back to do a show on the East Coast. He'd been out on the West Coast and was somewhere near Kansas City on a train and got pneumonia and passed away. But his records are out there. Like I say, occasionally, I have many listeners who have hear somebody they've never heard before and like, and then they go out and start collecting, and that puts you in a place with yourself, and I think that's important. That's very healthy. All right, where are we? Ah, a different piano player, and that's what this is about. It's about you and me and our differences here and how we approach things in the art. This is Bud Powell with Curly Russell on bass and Max Roach on drums, 1947 for Royal Roost Records. Matt Dennis wrote the first one. It's called Everything Happens to Me. And James F. Hanley, the second, it's called Indiana. Bud Powell Trio, Royal Roost Records, 1947, Curly Russell, bass, Max Roach, drums, Everything Happens to Me by Matt Dennis, and Indiana by James F. Hanley, 1947, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, serving thousands of learners throughout Washington with hundreds of online courses, certificate programs, and master's degrees designed to provide access to a UW education anytime, anywhere. Details are available at onlinelearning.washington.edu.
I brought in Chicago blues singer Nature Boy Brown, from Chicago, 1951, for United Records. Now, United, not to be confused with United Artists. United Records was started in 51 in Chicago by Lou Simpkins and continued on for several years. I think the biggest hit for the record company was Night Train, Jimmy Forrest's adaptation of an Ellington piece. And, anyway, but what they did in Chicago was, so many musicians in Chicago performing and never getting a chance to have a record made of them. And little record companies like United did that. So Nature Boy Brown is one. J.T. Brown on tenor, the pianist is more famous than anybody in the band, Sunnyland Slim, and Big Crawford on drums. There's a trumpet player playing in and around the background of this, and for years I've been trying to figure out who it is, and friends are trying to, and so on and so forth. Nevertheless, Nature Boy Brown, Blackjack Blues and Windy City Boogie.
I lost every dime I had. Yes, I got in a game last night. I lost every dime I had. Well, you know, I was afraid to go home and telling you, cause I knew it would make my wife very mad. Yes, I know I better get some money before I enter my door. Yes, I know I better win some money. Well, you know, if I don't, I know my wife is gonna tell me, now, Daddy, you don't live at this number no more.
You better get lucky, man. Yeah.
guys dealing blackjack. Well, you know I won $500. That was much money. She said, now, Daddy, you can live at home a happy man again.
Everything is cool.
About that is the fact that a small record company like United, the one that recorded that band, they let things go. They don't try to clean it up or make it more respectable or whatever for listening. I mean, it's like the hundreds of bands in the south side of Chicago that sounded like that, because you go into the club and that's what they would sound like, people dancing, having a good time. And there, 1951, in Chicago, Nature Boy Brown, Blackjack Blues, Windy City Boogie, J.T. Brown tenor, Sonny Land Slim piano, Big Crawford on string bass, and many of us in the business of figuring out for this art have all kinds of ideas who the trumpet player might be, but I'm just a friend of the band. I mean, brought his horn that night. I do hope so. 1951. Nature Boy Brown. Now, Johnny Hodges, his alto saxophone and his orchestra, 1939. He was in Ellington's band, and Ellington had subcontracts with record companies so that members of his orchestra, Ellington's orchestra, could have their own bands. And, of course, they used Ellington or Billy Strayhorn as the pianist, in this case, Ellington. Cootie Williams, trumpet, Lawrence Brown, who we heard earlier, with Paul Howard's band, playing trombone, Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Ellington piano, Billy Taylor bass, Sonny Greer drums. Savoy Strut, written by Hodges and Ellington and arranged by Strayhorn. And Good Gal Blues, written by Ellington and arranged by him. Johnny Hodges, his beautiful alto, and his orchestra, seven-piece band, for Vocalia, 1939. Savoy Strut and Good Gal Blues, Cootie Williams trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges alto, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Ellington piano, Billy Taylor bass, Sonny Greer on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Timmy Rogers now and his all-star orchestra, his singing and his arranging and his compositions. This is actually Benny Carter's orchestra. Timmy was hanging around Benny Carter and, asked him if he would do some stuff, and they decided to make a record, and they got one of those small record companies, Regis, R-E-G-I-S. And they recorded this record, Timmy Rogers and his All-Star Orchestra. Both compositions, as I said, by Rogers, Good Deal and Daddy-O, and his vocals. If you hear a tenor saxophonist, Don Bias. If you hear a trombonist, it's J.J. Johnson. And the drumming throughout is Max Roach.
The Hepcats have a new saying, when everything's okay. Instead of saying solid old man, why this is what they say. A good deal is what the cats in Harlem say. A good deal whenever they are feeling gay, when they can't conceal how great they feel, they shout out loud, it's a very good deal. A good deal. It started on Jarvis Road. A good deal. You hear it everywhere you go. Why, it's a corny steal for the latest spiel. And you can bet your life it's a very good deal. Like Groovy Old Man and Murder Jack. Why, it's just a fad that God, every living creature sang it, even mother and dad. A good deal, they sang it in Hollywood. A good deal, whenever a thing looks good. And when a girl reveals her sex appeal, the wolves all scream, it's a very good deal. whenever a phrase dies out and something new creeps in. Harlem is first to give birth. Get ready, set, begin. Daddy-o, what a crazy word, but it fits Prince Charming and Louis III. Mommy-o, don't be absurd, it's the way they greet when they meet on the street. Daddy-o, it's a jive lingo that started itself round old Chicago. Daddy-o, you say it nice and slow, cause it is the boss of the jive tongue sauce. Old folks say we're crazy and we're going to ruin, but the young folks say we've got to be crazy to do what we're doing. Daddy-o, let's all begin. It's a root substitute for giving skin. Daddy-o has got to win. D-A-D-D-Y-O. Oh, it's Daddy-o. The young folks say we've got to be crazy to do what we're doing. It's a root substitute for giving skin. D-A-D-D-Y-O, daddy-o, 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 daddy-o. It's daddy.
Jimmy Rogers singing for you in his All-Star Orchestra. That's right. 1945 for Regis Records. Two of them by Rogers. Good Deal and Daddy-O. Don Bias was heard on tenor sax. J.J. Johnson trombone. Max Roach throughout on drums. And as I said, it's Benny Carter's band of 1945. Carter was very advanced in thinking about the new people. Changes in the art. He'd been at the beginning of the recordings, and like Coleman Hawkins, I heard the younger people, listened to them, absorbed what they were doing. Jimmy Rogers. I'd like to take JJ out of that band and put him in his own, called The Boppers, for New Jazz Records, 1949. Some places list this as J.J. Johnson's Boppers and others Sonny Stitt in his band. Stitt's in the band, but nevertheless, the two of them are here. J.J. trombone, Sonny Stitt on tenor. And John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd on bass. Max Roach here again on drums. The first one's called Teapot, written by J.J. And then Afternoon in Paris, written by John Lewis. And I'd like to segue after that into John Lewis and Saka Distel's Paris 1951 production of Afternoon in Paris. I'm Set of three for you, starting off with J.J. Johnson's trombone, his boppers. New Jazz Records, 1949, one he wrote called Teapot, and one John Lewis wrote called Afternoon in Paris. J.J. trombone, Sonny Stitt on tenor, John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd string bass, Max Roach drums. Then segued into John Lewis and Zaka Distel and their Paris get together in 1957 for Atlantic Records and Afternoon in Paris. Barney Weiland on tenor saxophone, John Lewis piano, Zaka Distel on guitar, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the story of two showbiz gents teaming up with a sister act to save a country inn, full of dance, romance, and song. This holiday musical opens November 28th. Tickets and information at fifthavenue.org.
I'd like to chase a composition that Irving Berlin wrote, as he did writing the music and the words, in 1932. It's called How Deep Is the Ocean. It was brought out by Bing Crosby and a studio orchestra in 1932 for Brunswick Records, and I'd like to take Bing Crosby first, and then jump 50 years for Jimmy Rolls and his version.
can I tell you what is in my heart? Well, how can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Now, Deep is the Ocean by Irving Berlin, written in 1932, performed that year by Bing Crosby with a studio orchestra for Brunswick Records. Then, 1982, Palo Alto Jazz Records, Jimmy Rolls, solo piano, as part of a tribute album to Bill Evans, who died in 1980. And what Jimmy was doing there also, as I'm sure you heard, was putting in some other tunes as a remembrance and a feeling about how one pianist for another, there will never be another you. What is there to say of Vernon Duke, Yip Harburg? What do you say when your friends go? And here's Chris Connor to tell you about it.
What is there to say, and what is there to do? The thrill I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is quite unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and worth to that effect. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
That was Chris Connor, and What Is There to Say? She did that in 1954 for Bethlehem Records, and Vernon Duke wrote the music, and Yip Harburg the lyric, and Ellis Larkins was playing the piano behind her, Everett Barksdale guitar, and Beverly Peer on string bass. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Olympia Downtown Association, celebrating the holidays with carriage and trolley rides, bagpipers, a gingerbread house contest, and singing Christmas tree. The parade begins at 3 p.m. and the singing and lighting ceremony at 4:30 this Sunday, November 29th.
And support for KPLU comes from
MultiCare Health System, providing children, teens, and adults in the South Sound with a range of orthopedic and sports medicine treatments, including non-surgical options, arthroscopy procedures, and total joint replacement surgery. Details at multicare.org.
I don't know how far I'll be able to get on this little project, but I've had, about 25 requests over the past several weeks for different performances of Johnny Green's composition, Out of Nowhere, Beauty, used a lot, and should be. He wrote it in 31, and I brought a disparate array of performances, starting with this one. This is Sidney Bechet in Paris, 1949, playing his soprano sax with Charlie Lewis piano, Pierre Michelot on string bass, and the great Kenny Clarke on drums. Sidney Bechet from Paris and Vogue Record recording, 1949, with Charlie Lewis piano, Pierre Michelot bass, Kenny Clarke drums. Now, the classic Charlie Parker Quintet, 1947 Dial recording, Parker on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on drums. Mm-hmm. Charlie Parker and his band in 1947 for Dial Records and their version of Out of Nowhere, meaning Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach on drums. A jump now to 1954 for Jazz Tone Society. Coleman Hawkins put together a band with Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt, trombone, Hawk, of course, playing tenor, Billy Taylor at the piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Johnny Green's Out of Nowhere, written 1931, and two versions in that set for you, 1954 Coleman Hawkins Sextet, Hawk tenor, Emmett Berry, trumpet, Eddie Burt, trombone, Billy Taylor on the piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Then from 1961, RCA Victor issue of Paul Desmond alto saxophone, Jim Hall on guitar, George DeVivier bass, and Connie Kay on the drums, and their version of Out of Nowhere. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.